Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, welcome. It's time for yet another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Don't forget, here I come. I know. So many glorious things that scream our hallowed ground in Mississippi. Go to visit Mississippi.org and you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. There's a lot of beauty in what I do for a living. Besides getting to write songs and express all that emotion, get it out of me, record them, and take them on the road to find folks like you, I get to meet people along the way who continue to impact my career. Radio was key, especially in my heyest of days. Today's guest was in a New York state of mind when we first met. Albany, Schenectady, New York, that is. I hope I got that right. An extremely talented radio personality who's always been generous of his time. I could tell you he truly cared about all of the artists that came rolling in and out. We would have a powwow at times who the radio folks that treated us the best, and today's guest was one of them that was always in our top 10. But there's a wild side to this man's talent. Weird Al Yankovic, he's got competition, let me tell you. And we'll dive into that shortly. WGNA was the station. He was so profoundly nicknamed Rhythm Richie because he did songs about anything in the news. He won the CMA Award for Best Morning Show in 2000 with our pal Sean McMaster. Sean and today's guest were a whole heck of a lot of fun. So let's get to it right now and delve into the mind, oh yeah, of my pal Richie Phillips. What's up, Richie?
I am just absolutely thrilled to be talking to you and to be on your little podcast. Well, it's not little. I mean, you're doing great. Hello, Steve.
Every market in Mississippi and beyond, baby. What do we got?
Wow.
It's been good.
I'm nervous. Yeah.
Did I get Schenectady right?
Yes, I was very, very, very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to pronounce Mississippi. Is it Mississippi?
It can be. It can be, but not a good idea to say that once you enter our state lines. You got to get it right.
That's a joke, people.
Yeah. Hey, so you and I have not seen each other in quite a while. You did radio for a zillion years. Now you got a great podcast out, and you obviously are tapping into those wild talents that you can write a song about anything that comes across your mind. And it was your stick in a lot of ways. Sort of take me back to growing up. When did it all come to you that you wanted to do this? Was it always in the plan, or did you have something that sort of got in the way along the way? I mean, like, I know some of the things that you've done that led you to radio in sort of a peculiar way, but take my listeners on the journey.
Well, first, you're assuming that I did grow up, which really I haven't.
I apologize.
But yeah, I grew up on Eastern Long Island. Folks know where that is, right off of New York. Actually, it's a very small town in Long Island. Everybody thinks that Long Island is like suburban Long Island where the houses are right next to each other. I lived in a very small town. There's only 3,000 people. It's called Matatuck, Long Island, and that's where I grew up. And always just loved music in general.
Yeah, I do too.
Always just loved music in general. I guess I'm more of a musician, I think, first than writing songs or doing stuff like that. I mean, I just loved listening to music and listening to the Beatles and Elton John and that kind of stuff. And that's really where it started. I would go in the basement. I'm sure you can appreciate this as a kid. I'm sure you did the same type of thing. I would go in, my parents would say, how come you're only playing a half a song? Finish the song. You know, and I would always be practicing downstairs, and I learned a half of about 15 songs, and then I just absolutely loved music and loved trying to emulate my heroes in music, and that's, I guess, how it started.
On piano, correct?
On piano, exactly. Always, yeah. Well, actually, I played drums. I played drums a little bit in the beginning.
And bragger. You're bragging now. You have two instruments. Multi-talented.
Yeah. Well, I think drums are really important for a lot of instruments, don't you feel?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, listen, it's great to have a great drummer. You're 100% correct. I can tell you that a lot of the greatest blues legends that I've been around growing up, they added this sort of rhythmic pattern in their playing. I think I developed that. And you had to be careful when you went in the studio. Well, I thought I did. And try to not be a drummer. But at some point I said, what the heck? We'll have me on beating on the strings and then the drummer doing his thing. And it works out. But I went through a little journey along the way of being told, oh, you can't put that percussive thing in the way you're playing. You got to let the drummer do it. And I know I'm contradicting myself a little bit because that's what I do, but yeah, I get it. Drums, the backbeat's very important.
Yep, absolutely. So I don't know, I'm rambling here, but I graduated from, you know, school in my hometown, went to college in upstate New York, then got a job teaching back in my school, in the same school that I went to. And, but always music was always in the back of my mind. I taught for about 5 years and then I always just wanted to be a musician, and now I forgot the question. Steve.
No. You're answering the question. You taught history because I know that.
That's right.
It was back at your old high school. What led you to us getting the opportunity to meet?
Well, fast forward. After teaching, I decided I didn't want teaching anymore. I came back to upstate New York. Long story short, I got a job playing in a piano bar. And that's how it started. And, you know, you've been playing like, you know, Misty and As Time Goes By and playing all these background songs to people in this bar. And they were all politicians that came into this bar. And then I decided, you know, they're not paying attention to me. So then I wrote a song about one of them. And, oh, my God, you know, that's all you have to do with a politician.
With
then
anybody.
They come in the next week, play that song. Can you play that song about me? You know, and that's how it started, was doing like song parodies. And then we had, you know, people from radio stations locally that said, would you like to be on the air? And I said, oh, my God, absolutely.
Okay,
and
Wait. What town are we in at this point?
We're in Albany, New York.
Oh, so you're there. So was it GNA that came to you or someone else?
Well, GNA, actually, I worked at an oldie station first, you know, that played do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do, all those kind of songs back then in the late 80s. And,
yeah.
And then my boss at that time said, would you like to go to a country station? And I said, really, I don't think I do want to go. And he said, well, I'll double your salary. And then I said, yeah, I'm going to country station. And that's literally how it started. Went to WGNA, started as a morning show, and that's how it started. My original partner was Uncle Fred. His name was Uncle Fred. And they said to me, I want you to be Cousin Richie. And I said, I really don't want to be related to you, Fred. I turned to him. I said, I'd like to have something musical, like maybe Ryman, because I like to rhyme, you know, whatever's going on in the world. And so that's how I came up with Ryman Richie.
So would you do it on the first of all, I think there's a little stereotype going, FYI, up there in New York. Second of all, did that just come very natural off the top? You know, I love writing songs when I'm on stage about things I see. It's sort of part of what we do. You know, it's part of the show, and everybody thinks that, oh, my gosh, how do you just do that? But there is a pattern to it in my mind, and sometimes it's free form. A lot of times it is. But for you, you were live on the air. What would entice you to go, I'm going to write a quick thing about this?
Well, it depends on whatever's going on in the news or whatever guest we came in. Like, whatever guests would come into the station. Like, if I heard that, yeah, this guy Steve Azar is coming to town, maybe you should do a little intro for him. So immediately my head would go, what rhymes with Azar? Car. What song's got a car? I'm driving in my car, here comes Steve Azar. You know what I mean? That's how it would start. And then I would just whip off something because I guess I'm blessed or cursed with the idea that I don't read music. So I can just, you know, I can hear a song. I'm ear trained. I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, I'm ear trained. We're 99% of us are ear trained when it comes to being singer songwriters. And
exactly.
You know, right. Exactly. Let's take a quick break. I am with my pal, Richie Phillips. He's hanging out in upstate New York, somewhere in that area right now. Incredibly talented, dear old friend. Great to catch up with him on In a Mississippi Minute. Visit Mississippi.org. It's something you need to catch up on. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Steve Azar here, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are most certainly giving you reasons to celebrate. You made a great move when you opened your Guaranty Bank account. All you got to do now is let your fingers do the walking. From online banking, mobile banking, debit cards, mobile deposit, e-statements, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay, it's all right there. And don't forget to refer friends and family to Guaranty Bank, and you'll both receive $50. Thanks for doing business with my friends at Guaranty Bank. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Land is one of the most valuable assets you will acquire in your lifetime. Hey there, I'm Don Coleman, the land professional at Four Corner Properties in Gluckstadt. Making sure that right property fits your wants and needs is my job. As a proven leader in the land business at Four Corner Properties, I can help you do just that. Give me a call at 662-571-1386 or at the office 601-952-2828. Land for you is what I do.
This Thanksgiving week broadcast on Super Talk Mississippi is brought to you by Tico's Steakhouse. Come see us soon. East County Line Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030. Happy holidays to you and yours from Tico's Steakhouse.
Join Middays with Gerard Gibbert, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sponsored by The Road, your destination for fine men's clothing.
Callaway's Black Friday Christmas sale starts now. All permanent Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands, 30% off. All Christmas ornaments, picks, and sprays, 20% off. All Christmas lights and nativities, 30% off. Come visit Callaway's beautifully decorated Christmas store, all on sale. Fresh Christmas trees, wreaths, garlands, and poinsettias will be arriving the week of Thanksgiving. This is Allison Callaway. Since 1954, Callaway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, south of Germantown High. Callaway's has a large selection of all your favorite trees, shrubs, and winter color plants. Callaway's outdoor patio furniture is in stock and ready for delivery, all 20 to 50% off. Callaway's has received a large truckload of ceramic pots, all colors, all sizes, all on sale. Don't forget our Black Friday Christmas sale. All Christmas is on sale. Shop now and save. Callaway's Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a Master Tech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Hey guys, it's football season again, and the College Corner is back to get you geared up for game day. We have significantly increased our inventory, so there is even more to choose from. Still waiting in lines and fighting the big crowds in Starkville and Oxford? Come by and our staff will have you in and out and on your way. Want to score a touchdown at your next tailgate or homegate party? Then look for us online at collegecornerstore.com or come see us at our Ridgeland store and in Flowood. The College Corner, where it's our job to make your Saturdays great.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm under pressure today because I've got one incredible CMA award-winning radio personality on the other side of the microphone. This is the part of me that obviously has an issue because why would I even attempt to interview the interviewer? But that's what this show's all about. You get to flip the script. Visit Mississippi.org. We'll flip your mind. Check it out. Richie Phillips is my guest today. Rhythm Richie, my pal. We were talking about sort of getting going. Man, I miss you guys so much. So yeah. You go 30 years. You're right on to the morning show. You're not doing late nights on GNA at the beginning. You're doing the big, what do you call it? It's the big show, man. You and Sean. So when does Sean show up in your life?
Sean showed up. He was my third marriage on radio.
And rightly so.
Yeah, he was doing night. And it's kind of funny. I was doing mornings, and the partner that I had at that point, he left. So they were looking for another partner for me. And I'm not the DJ. You know, for you folks, you know, who listen to your local morning shows, I was the co-host. I had a keyboard on the air, and still, you know, I would always have a live digital piano.
Just love it.
On the air. And I'm sitting across from whoever is the DJ, whoever's running the controls, running the show. So that person left, and they were looking for a replacement. So one night I went upstairs, because I left something from the morning show the day before, and I went, and Sean was doing the night show. And we looked at each other and said, wouldn't it be kind of funny if we ever did a show together? Because we're complete opposite personalities.
Total opposite.
Total opposite.
And, the odd couple. Odd couple.
We were definitely the odd couple, and the program director at the time said, see, that's what makes a great morning show, is when you have, you know, opposite personality. You don't want two goofy people, and you don't want two, I don't know, serious people. You want to balance it. I'm,
sure.
I'm a goofball. So that's how it basically started, and he became the morning show. I think it was a big move for him because, you know, he's used to doing nights, and now he's got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
not easy.
Yeah.
Morning radio, just very quickly for people, it's almost like I liken it to going to a party. Let's say, Steve, you went to a party with three other people last night, and you had a great time. Okay, you had a great time. You were there from like 8 o'clock at night to midnight. Great. Now, what would happen if you had to go to that same party the next night with the same people and the next night with the same people, blah, 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 except the party is not at midnight. The party is at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's morning radio.
Yeah.
You know? So
well,
it's not easy.
I get it. Now, let me ask you this. You know, I've seen 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, but it's usually from the other side.
Right.
But, you know, you have kids and stuff. You come home and you have babies. I don't care if I've been on the road for 20 days.
Right.
I mean, the reason, I think part of the many reasons that my bride of 33 years has hung out with me for this long is because I didn't come and just disappear. You know, now, I mean,
right.
I came home and became a dad. I couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was this energy that it, in the morning of watching your baby in your arms and all that. But with that said, that you got to realize in my mind, you're getting up and you're rising and you have to be ready to hit the word. I mean, you got to take off, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, think about the great morning shows that we all grew up to. Mm-hmm. Are we at a point now where you're allowed to do what you guys were able to do years ago? I know that I'm hearing some radio friends saying that they're not as restrictive anymore, that they went through a period where commercials were way more important. You had to play a certain amount of songs every hour on the hour, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, you guys ended up with some rules maybe along the way that you didn't love along the way. And are we getting back to what it used to be? And that is morning jocks are the most important part. They're getting me to work safe. They're waking me up. They're giving me enthusiasm. They're starting off my day. We getting back to it?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. There's always that push and pull. You know, you always get consultants that will come in. I can remember they would come in and say, you guys are talking a little bit too much. We have to get X amount of songs in per hour. We have to get X amount of commercials in. And then you would go out and we'd play like a live event, or I'd play in a club someplace, and people would come up and say, how come you guys don't talk anymore? What's going on?
Yeah.
How come all we hear is music? We want to hear you guys. So we never know. The balance is always very, very difficult because you just don't know, you know. But, yeah, I think radio has changed a little bit. I do think it's changed a little bit. when I was on, it was more bit-oriented. That's what I love to do. I love to, you know, we'd come out of a commercial, well, here's Richie with the latest song about Steve Azar, you know, and I would do like a one-minute little thing, or I would do a character voice or something like that. I loved radio at that point. It's not like that, I don't think, anymore. You know, I don't know, in your market, do you have local morning shows that do, you know, character bits and that type of thing, or are they...
This is the magic of talk radio now. I mean, Super Talk. I mean, that's why they're number one everywhere across the state, is because I think people, you know, well, now you can go listen to anything you want, anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
No, right. That's
so there is a plethora of ways to consume music, but there's only one way. And now we have podcasts, like you said. Now you can, everything's like this turns, goes from radio to a podcast. So everything's documented and you can go back and listen. But I think people want to be informed more and they want to feel like they got a friend in their vehicle or at work or in their earbuds now or whatever when they're on a walk or a run. I just think that relationship got severed. And now I feel like with talk radio, obviously there is an opportunity to get to know that personality better.
Mm-hmm. Get a little deeper. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I think the listener gets, they don't get credited for being as sophisticated and wanting substance as much as you think.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, our lives are heavy. There's a lot going on.
And it was a little frustrating when, like, I'm always using you as an example because I always remember, like...
Because I frustrated you a lot, but that's all right.
No, when an artist came to town, we're like, oh, we got to get this guy on the air. We'd love to have him on the air. And then we're so constrained time-wise that we don't get a chance to really talk to you that much. You know, can only talk to Steve Azar for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he comes in with his guitar and he plays a little bit of his song, but I want to, you know, find out, hey... What was it like writing that song? You know, and you can't get into it. Where podcasts are beautiful for this. I love podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about your podcast and how people can get to it. But I do want to ask you this. So you wake up in the morning, you've got your piano and you got to do some singing and get your mind moving, flowing. Just there's a lot that needs to happen right for you to get onto that, into that zone. Right. So imagine we used to come in. Probably had driven in about a 2.5 hour run from the town before that was a few hours away, a couple hours away, making the radio run or whatever. When we were in the radio tour days, right? Introducing ourselves and all that. And also we wanted to, as we got to know you, we wanted to see you. And the best way to see you usually was in your domain and in your time slot in that morning. So we'd get up and we had no sleep. This is where I went through throat issues, eventually had a throat surgery. So many of our friends had throat issues that you know about. It was just from a lack of rest. You know, we just got through playing a show for two hours somewhere else, and then we're driving. It was just difficult to do this three times a day, right? So how did you wake up in the morning and protect your voice and be on your game mentally? You know what I'm saying? Because I remember coming in there very foggy and needing to sing and perform, and there was no way it was going to be as good as it should be, it being an artist, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be a pressure for you. Well, for us, it's a lot easier because I had a home life. I wasn't traveling. So, you know, I would do the show, and then I would take my nap in the afternoon and, you know, try to get rest, you know, try to get 6 hours of sleep. It's much more difficult for you. I always felt so bad for musicians when, you know, they would come in and we'd say, hey, play your song, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and you could look on their face. I remember one star, should I mention the name?
Well, you can. Sorry. Come on.
I won't mention her name.
Okay.
But she's a very, very big country artist, and she came to town, and she came on the midday show, and I came back after doing morning radio because I really wanted to see her. And she walked in. Her birthday was the night before, wherever town she was in. And it was 1:30 in the afternoon. She walked into the station. She sat down with the DJ, with the midday DJ. She looked at all of us who were in the room, and she said, boy, you guys get up early, don't you? And we looked at each other. She thought it was morning.
Oh, wow.
She must have, really, she must have been in her tour bus and didn't even know what time it was
when
she got out of the bus. And I'll tell you who it was off the air.
Okay, I love it. Well, that's not as bad as some of the things that my sidekick Jason and I did. By the way, Jason sends love to you. He says,
Yes. Tell him we said hello.
Everybody liked Jason and my brother Joe way more than they like me. So I was always third fiddle, but that was all right.
No.
the bus getting off, a lot of times I really forgot what time it was. And I struggled, Richie, for a long time thinking that I needed to sleep at night, and it just wasn't going to happen after a show, right? So I learned to sort of adjust. And then as I made my way off a 20-25 day run and making my way back home, I would basically do whatever it took to just really focus in without taking anything. I was not going to do that, but try to sleep during the night so I can get back on a schedule, even if I'm there for just for 2 or 3 days at home. And that was a little bit of a struggle. We are with my pal, Richie Phillips. You get to play DJ. We are the birthplace of American music. Visit Mississippi.org celebrates that like no other. Would you like to hear into the break? You get to play DJ again. Get ready. Let's say Muddy Waters or Marty Stewart.
Oh, I love them both, but Marty Stewart. I just watched that country music thing on PBS, that whole, the five-part series, and Marty Stewart was really prominent there.
He's our man. We love him so much. He's a brother. That's what we're going to do right now. Let's play a little Marty.
Cool.
Richie Phillips, my guest. We'll be right back.
It's a hillbilly rock, beating with a drum, playing in guitars like shooting from a gun, keeping up the rhythm, steady as a clock, doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock. Doing a little thing called a hillbilly rock.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're going to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops, or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desks, tops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations, too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4443.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North, Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
I'm JT Mitchell, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. following a wild egg bowl in which Mississippi State walked away with its first win since 2019, here's what Bulldogs head coach Mike Leach had to say.
Well, this game had a season's worth of excitement. And I mean, positive and negative, and some wounds self-inflicted, and, you know, some great blows to the other side by our hand, too. It was a wild game, and it was a very up-and-down game, and about the time you thought it couldn't get crazier, it did. Both sides let the other side think it was theirs and then snatched it away a couple times, and then we won, so it was a good deal.
The 24-22 win over number 20 Ole Miss was Mike Leach's first as head coach of the Bulldogs. Leach now has 18 career wins over ranked teams when playing as an unranked team, which is the most of any coach during the AP poll era.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing in expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
MTV is celebrating 40 years, and Grammy Museum Mississippi invites you to explore the history of this iconic exhibit. Take a trip back to the beginning with artifacts and interviews with four remaining MTV VJs. Enjoy memorabilia from Michael Jackson to Bon Jovi with historical moments in MTV programming along with interactives and more. To learn more about the MTV Turns 40, I Still Want My MTV exhibit, and other monthly programs and events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information, and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We are, as you can tell, reminiscing old friends on the radio. It makes things get a little sideways. Visit Mississippi.org. We'll straighten all of those things out. Check it out. Plan a great getaway with your family and learn to appreciate Mississippi even more than you ever imagined. Richie Phillips, legendary radio man in New York, is my guest today. Richie, you know, you think about going back to that time when you were doing something so natural. Your mom and dad are saying, play a whole song or whatever, and there was this intrigue about you. Sort of the Richie Phillips, you were really creating a path of who you would become. It was so natural for you, that kid in the basement, right? In Greenville, we don't have basements, you know, you'd be underwater. So we have garages, and that's where we would do our thing, far enough away from my parents to even deal with it. But the neighbors obviously were, I drove them insane as a kid. But, you know, you think about that journey of that kid, and then all of a sudden you're in that bar and you're doing your thing again and writing, you're sort of Billy Joel piano man, writing that song, right? And your entire life path changes. Crazy, right?
It's totally crazy. And yeah, exactly. You're training yourself for the future and you don't even know it.
Don't even
know
it.
Trying to survive that night, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when somebody's sitting at the bar and throwing out these songs, like, ooh, I don't know that one, ooh. But I made sure I knew it the next night. You know, that was my assignment every night, these people throwing music at me. And you know, I'd go home and learn it, and I would love it. Loved every second of every night, you know, playing. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny now, because now you see everybody that's doing that. They're looking at their iPhone or iPad, and they're able to pull up songs and sort of see the lyric and all that. And I feel like that's cheating. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I agree. You want to hear a funny story about a piano? I had so many funny piano bar stories.
Yes.
One night I was playing there. You know, I would play from 9 o'clock at night till, you know, 1:30 in the morning. And this night, I think I played till like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Probably they don't even do that anymore. I think these bars close a lot earlier now. But there was this one woman, and she was very pleasantly overserved, let's put it that way. And, you know, I'm always, it's a piano bar. I'm always playing by myself, right? So I'm in there in the corner and I'm playing. And she walked over to me and she's slurring her words and she looks at me playing by myself in the corner. And she looks at me and she goes, "Are you guys done for the night?"
You
can tell she saw three people. She saw a trio.
A full band,
it was
baby.
Just me.
The jazz trio. I just love it. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good. Give me some more, because you obviously saw a lot of characters. Well, even if they weren't characters, they became characters because of what they were doing and consuming.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, you had to have seen it all, and the inspiration must have been, like, vast.
Yeah. In fact, the guy who was a bartender next door, we always talk about, we should write like a TV, you know, you could almost make it a series, almost like Cheers.
Yeah.
It's basically the same type of thing. One night I'm playing, I go to take a break, I walk outside, and there's this emergency vehicle comes flying in because there were apartments upstairs in this little piano bar. And the guys jump out, and this is exactly, Steve, what they said. The guy goes, "Wow, is she 5 months pregnant on the sixth floor or 6 months pregnant on the fifth floor?" I said, "Is that a one-liner, or are you being serious?" Broke up laughing.
Oh, my God. My boy Don Sampson wrote, was it 25 or 26? Remember, Stapleton re-recorded it, and you think about those moments. You know, there's nothing that – okay, that's how it happens. That's how hit songs are written. That's how it's real life stuff that happens that's a little quirky, you know?
Well, that's how Piano Man was written for Billy Joel.
Sure, I mean, it had to be.
Those are people actually in the bar.
I mean, and such a historical song written about these folks. I just love it. I mean, it's got to be something that bragging rights for the family. Yeah, that was my grandfather.
You're right.
My grandmother, my aunt, my great aunt, my 12th cousin removed at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Richie, talk to me about your podcast and who's been on, and when did you start it? And did you leave radio before, or was there a transition? Take me, I want folks to know how to get to you and delve into your wild mind.
Oh, I absolutely appreciate it. I did this show for 29 years, and I think they were ready to make a change. The audiences are getting younger, and I'm getting older. I mean, I'm over 65, as you know, or maybe you don't know. And so we both, you know, it was a mutual decision. I was happy. I did all that time, and did that time like I'm in prison.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah. With Sean, you were definitely, you know, there were bars.
That's right.
Let me just say, I saw bars when I walked in. I want you to know that. But go ahead.
I'm going to play this with Sean. But anyway, I left radio and then started the podcast and trying to figure out, as you know, like a song title. And actually, I think mine and yours are similar in that we're focusing on the area in which we live.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's, I decided, you know, I could try to get national guests, and it's really difficult to do that. Oh, hopefully I'm going to get you. But
that's done. Check
but
mark.
I thought maybe my idea is I want it to be people who either live in the capital region of upstate New York and left and made it big, or maybe stars that are coming to the capital region, but at least the capital region of upstate New York is the central, you know, focus of the podcast. So I came up with the idea of calling it Top Talent. My original title was The Top, but I thought that was too vague. And then now I'm just going Top Talent. And so I did get a couple of people. I had Madison Vandenberg from American Idol.
Yeah.
She was on. And I had Phil Vassar on.
He's our brother. Yeah.
Oh, what a nice! I tell you, I kind of put you in the same category as Phil.
Oh, that's
just the nicest people when they came in. They stayed the whole morning. I think you stayed with us. You played golf with us. You did so many great things with us.
Well, I mean, come on. First of all, I was always grateful. Still am.
You're a great golfer.
No, a lot of listeners are going, "Well, that was the old Steve." When I moved back to Mississippi, I really honed in on my kids. The days of hitting the big triangle of balls went away. And all that. So it's what it is. I still enjoy it, but I play once a week or once every 2 weeks rather than every day. I used to play every day. So, you know, the talent level, you know, shrinks down and you get older and you can't hit it as far. But watching my kids do their thing in life was just became my sport. So, but with that said, Phil Vassar is, He's been on my show as well, and he is one of those guys that never changed, still hasn't changed. And when success came, he was still Phil. And I love that about him. Yep. I just love him, you know?
I got to tell you something he did for me that I'll never forget it. He came here and did a concert for us. And at the end of the concert, because we both play piano, I get this text message on my phone saying, Richie, get backstage. He's done with his show. Get backstage immediately. You know, and this is an outdoor concert.
Yeah.
I run back there. I said, what's going on? And Phil Vassar goes, come on, you're coming up on, we're going to do the encore together. I said, well, what am I going to do? And he wouldn't tell me. So I'm following him up onto the stage. It goes, Steve, Phil, what are we doing? He goes, well, we're going to play Piano Man. I said, okay, so what am I going to do? He goes, you're going to play the piano, and I'm just going to stand there and sing. I said, I'm going to play the piano for you?
I
couldn't believe it. This is like gave me like 5 seconds to get my head together.
Yeah.
I get up on stage, and I'm playing Piano Man, and he's up there with a microphone. I'm telling you, what a generous thing to do. I'll never forget it.
I love it. Well, that's who he is. So, okay, let me say this about the show. So my show started off the opposite of where you are. So I started off with John Daly and Bill Ingvall and Jim McMahon and my boy Gary Valentine from the King Queens there from Long Island. And it was Richard Karn from Home Improvement. That was my, and it was all of that, right? Consistently,
yep.
All of that. Folks that I've gotten to become friends with who support our charity event down here, our foundation event. And then we support theirs. And we do these, you know, these charity golf events all over the country. So the deal is, that's what it was. But as it was interviewing my dad and my father-in-law on Father's Day that changed how I felt about, because the response was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, first of all, you know, the son and son-in-law talking to their dad, not understanding and knowing a lot of things I should have known. And it was an awakening. And so since then, I still do a lot of big names, but every once in a while, I like trickle in folks from down here, local, like you talk local, that are doing wonderful things and that are and that deserve to be lifted up, that are doing great things. And I think that those stories are equally as compelling as, you know, as the biggest story nationally or globally at times. So I'm learning along the way, and it's been a blessing for sure. Let's take a quick break. We got one short segment left. Richie Phillips is my man today. You got to check his podcast. What's the podcast one more time called?
It's called Top Talent, available wherever you get your podcast.
Which is everywhere. Visit Mississippi.org is also available. I sounded a little Irish then. Okay, I did. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
Till Monday.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are most certainly giving you reasons to celebrate. You made a great move when you opened your Guaranty Bank account. All you got to do now is let your fingers do the walking. From online banking, mobile banking, debit cards, mobile deposit, e-statements, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay, it's all right there. And don't forget to refer friends and family to Guaranty Bank, and you'll both receive $50. Thanks for doing business with my friends at Guaranty Bank. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
So how do you know if you have hail damage? Not all roof damage can be spotted from the ground. Gallo here. From experience, believe me, you need a pro that you can trust to give you an honest assessment of your roof. There's no better team than Watkins Construction and Roofing. You can trust them to give you an honest evaluation. The Watkins team will answer your call 24/7 and give you a complimentary roof inspection and estimate. Plus, count on them to get back with you as fast as the next business day. Financing is available. Count on the pros. Watkins, 601-966-8233.
Hello, I'm Colonel Randy Ginn, Director of the Mississippi Highway Patrol. In 2021, MHP investigated 1,480 crashes involving commercial motor vehicles on Mississippi roadways. Many of those crashes could have been avoided. The MHP Motor Carrier Safety Division is partnering with big rig truckers to conduct safety checks across our state through the Troopers and Truckers Safety Initiative. The Department of Public Safety and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are working together with one common goal, to keep our highways safe for everyone. Thank you and drive safe.
Hey, Rob, so you finally got over to my pond where you can do some real fishing.
Hey, John, yeah, I thought I'd check it out.
Well, I just turned 65 and I'm retired now, so I have plenty of time to fish. But what I really need is a good Medicare Advantage plan.
Ah, that's where this friend can hook you up. No pun intended.
How's that?
Well, I have Vantage Health Plan. My plan has amazing benefits like a flexible spending card for groceries, vision, and over-the-counter products.
This ain't one of those fish stores of yours, is it?
No, sir. It's the truth.
Well, with inflation biting into my budget, that would really come in handy. Rob, you got me hook, line, and sinker. I'm calling Vantage Health Plan today.
Call 855-LIKE-VHP today for more information. Vantage Health Plan is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Vantage depends on contract renewal. Not all benefits are available in every plan.
The most magical show in Mississippi is back. Make holiday memories that last a lifetime at the 8th Annual Gulfport Harbor Lights Winter Festival. Over 2 million lights, the most elaborate Santa's Village, rides, and more. You're guaranteed a holiday experience like no other. Going on now until December 31st.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
In life and in business, one thing is certain, change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth.
To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology.
Visit us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Join Sports Talk Mississippi every Friday during the 5 o'clock hour for Food Fridays presented by Polk's Meat. We'll tell you our favorite way to grill the delicious Polk's Original, Cajun, and garlic and green onion sausages, as well as other barbecue favorites. Remember, picky people pick Polk's.
Down trees and limbs contacting power lines can lead to power outages. If you are a homeowner, don't get stuck in the dark. Let Taylor Power Systems protect your home against outages with a standby power generator. Financing is now available. Call Taylor Power Systems today at 601-932-5674 to discuss the right standby generator for your home.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Had a blast so far with my old pal. Really, truly iconic radio man. New York, the state knows all about him. Albany, no. Schenectady. Everybody say it, Schenectady.
Three times a day.
Yeah. Visit Mississippi.org, say that three times in a row, and let it set you free. Richie Phillips is my guest. One more time, name of the podcast is?
Top Talent.
Top Talent.
You are one, and you're going to be my guest soon. I can't wait.
I'm definitely going to be your guest. I can't wait.
Yes.
So when you left radio, did you have any sort of time that you just said, okay, I'm going to breathe for a second and take a minute, or did you transition right into Top Talent podcast?
No, it took me a while. It took me a while. It took about a year. And there's also a piano store here that I walked in one day and I said, you know something? I wouldn't mind even doing this one or two days a week. Just be around music and be around pianos. And so I've been working there ever since. I do their social media and so forth. And it's really interesting. You know, you get these kids that'll come in, these kids like 10 years old, sit there and play classical, you know, play,
wow,
ripping things off on the piano. So where did you learn that song?
YouTube.
I'm like, YouTube? You don't even read music? You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fascinating. But, yeah, so I've been doing that. And then I was messing around with the podcast, and I'm about 65 episodes in. And about 50 of them, I'm the only one who ever listened to them. So,
no, you're not.
So this is very important.
Top talent, everybody. Go follow right now. Right? You can follow my podcast, too, while you're at it, and you get a double whammy. And then that's what is it? What was it? What was that show? Double whammy, double. What was that TV show that we used to watch? Anyway, forget it. I don't know what it was. It was like a game show. Had the word whammy in it. But anyway, I know somebody's out there going, Steve, it's such and such. Well, you can't call in, so just.
He'll be screaming at the radio.
Yeah, screaming at both of us.
Do I have time to tell you about this Randy Travis thing?
Sure, yeah, because, you know, Randy was at Doe's Eat Place, famous steak tamale place down here, not too long ago. I got to give him a big hug, obviously going through some tough health problems. So tell me what's going on with Randy. What did you just do?
This just came completely out of nowhere. We had one of the DJs who was on the station at the time with me. His name is Kevin Richards. He produces his own concerts here now. And he called me up. He said, I'm going to try to get big stars from the 80s and 90s, you know, 80s and 90s country. That's what I'm focusing on. And he said, would you like to be involved, like maybe be in the band or do something? And I said, well, whatever, just let me know. And then he called me and he said, I think I got Randy Travis. I said, what? That's your first guest? Is the biggest star ever, Randy Travis?
So
and I know he had his health problems, you know, with a stroke. And
yeah.
I said, well, how is he going to do that? I didn't think he could even speak. And then he told me that he puts on a show where his wife comes with him, and it's like a Q&A, question and answer type of thing. She talks about his hits and that type of thing. And he said, but we need somebody to play his songs for him so they can comment on it. I said, you're not asking me to play Randy Travis songs in front of Randy Travis?
Wow.
So long story short, we did this. It was, I'm telling you, the biggest thrill, and they're so nice. His wife is just absolutely nice. Have you ever met her?
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah. Mary, yeah. Oh, I'm trying to get her on the podcast as well. But it was just great, you know, just to play little snippets and to see his face. You know, he knows what's going on. He knows everything.
Yeah, sure. Oh, absolutely. So this show you have, is it a live show? You do your podcast, but are these things intermingled? What's going on, like the live show you were talking about the 300 or 400-seat venue?
Well, that's what this Randy Travis show was. It's like a 400-seat venue right up here, a little north of Albany, and where Saratoga Springs is, you know where that is, where the racetrack is?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you were here before. So
yeah.
It's a little north of that. It's in Glens Falls. And it's called the Charles Woods Theater. And it's a nice, nice theater. And this Kevin Richards, I think, is going to try to get you up here next year, hopefully.
Oh, I'd love it. Absolutely.
We'd love to have you back.
But
I got to tell you one more thing about Randy Travis. Just got to sneak this in. I did a parody 30 years ago, or a parody of Digging Up Bones. And the parody was putting up cones, putting up traffic cones, like the traffic people, like the, you know, the Department of Transportation people. They put up these traffic cones when they're doing construction on the road.
Yeah, sure.
So I did. They're putting up cones. I don't want to sing it here because it's, you know, copyright restriction.
They're putting up cones.
And I did the song at the concert. And he's sitting in the wings, and you could see him laughing. It was the biggest thrill to see him respond to a parody of his song. I'm glad he didn't sue me.
He would sue you. He loved it. He loved it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, always a treat.
What an experience.
Yeah. Well, I was called Jim Moose Brown the other day, and I had him on my show, and he goes, first thing he said was, what'd he say? He said, I don't have to be Moose till Monday. And I said, Moose, I don't want to hear about that. You know, I went stuck on Moose. I got a feeling down deep. Anyway. anyway, it's part of the deal. Visit Mississippi.org. It's very competitive. Folks, check it out. Richie Phillips has been my guest today.
Well,
one more time, Richie.
Your
what's your podcast?
It is Top Talent, and I would love everybody to check it out, and especially check it out when my guest is going to be, whether he likes it or not, Steve Azar.
Come
I've
on.
Done a lot of research, and I found pictures of you here. Of course, you can't see that on a podcast, but you can see it on my website.
I can only imagine. I'm ducking.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Richie Phillips, Top Talent Podcast. Check it out everywhere. I'm Steve Azar. You've been in a Mississippi Minute with a New York man. Now we're rolling out of here. We'll see you later. Blessings.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone. No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi. Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News. Your news all the time. On air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.